The inner conflict. I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate, I do. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is a sin living in me. For I know that good itself does not dwell in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do. This I keep doing. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is the sin living in me that does it. So I find this law at work. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. But I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the word of God for all the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. This is the word of Christ. Glory to you, O Christ.
Thank you, Cindy. Thank you, Phil. Thank you, Robert. Rejoice with me that last Monday, June 29th, my wife and I celebrated our 35th wedding anniversary. Wow. This is the photo of us 35 years ago on June 29, 1985. Yes, my wife has put up with me for the past 35 years. I am blessed. We are blessed. We are still feeling like we are dreaming. Of course, it has not been an easy life together. We have had many ups and downs, just as any other couple. Yet, we give thanks to God for our many blessings, and we give thanks to many of you for your greetings, your blessings, and your love. 35 years seems like a long time, but comparing with our longtime church members and good friends, Dale and Jean Grout, who are celebrating their 70th wedding anniversary next month, my wife and I are only halfway there. Yeah, another 35 years to go. But we try to make it 1 year at a time. One day at a time would be better expression. Always making today as the best day for the rest of our lives. Our opening hymn was 400, hymnal 400, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. This is one of my wife's and my all-time favorite hymns throughout our lives. Yes, we learned this hymn in Korean, and it is still an amazing hymn, even though we sing it in English, which is the original version. I love this hymn. I love to sing this hymn with the congregation too. Whenever we sing this familiar hymn together as a church, we can always be encouraged, strengthened, and guided by God's help and love. However, when we sing the second stanza of the hymn, I'm not sure how many of you truly enjoy its meaning. The second stanza goes like this. Here I raise mine Ebenezer. Hither by thy help I'm come. I know this is a such short phrase that we can easily miss this amazing affirmation of faith. What is Ebenezer? Would be the first question. What is the meaning of raising my Ebenezer? Simply put, Ebenezer is a stone monument that was erected by the prophet Samuel when the Israelites won the battle against the Philistines. And this story can be found in the 1 Samuel in the Old Testament. Ebenezer means, thus far the Lord has helped us. Samuel did not raise his Ebenezer because of a mere and easy victory. Previously, the Israelites were defeated big time by their enemy, Philistines. The Israelites lost the battle. They were even taken away their precious possession, the Ark of God's Covenant. They were so frustrated, they were so miserable. However, they never gave up. Yeah, they failed, yet they were persistent. They were resilient. They completely trusted in God, and they did their best. Finally, they won. The victory of Ebenezer is a very significant symbol in this sense, that no matter what you go through in life, God is with you. God sustains you. And God strengthen you. This present moment is the most important time for you to move forward to a meaningful life. Yes, it's the present, not the past, or the future. Now and here, being faithful to God, God is with you. Hither by thy help I am come. Hither means toward this place, toward this present moment, by God's help, by God's grace, I am here now. So, raising the stone of Ebenezer means that it's your reminder of God's help, always. It's your affirmation of God's presence and God's guidance in your life. It's your statement of unwavering faith in God, regardless of your circumstances. It's your confession that your source for life is God. Life is always challenging us in many different uncomfortable and uncertain ways. Yes, you have come a long way until today. I know you are doing your best to make your life worthy and meaningful by trying to make best choices and by loving God and loving others. You deserve to be happy. It is generally known that if you want to be happy in your life, it depends on your three most important relationships. Your right and intimate relationship with God, that is the first one. And number two, your good and loving relationship with other people, including your family and your marriage. And three, your truthful and honest relationship with yourself. Ideally, if your relationship with God is good and strong, the other relationships get better and better. However, in reality, the fact that you are struggling with yourself keeps from sustaining your relationships with God and with others. Yes, there is a saying that you are the worst enemy to yourself. That's why from the Romans text this morning, Apostle Paul shares his own inner conflict in himself. It's a painful, yet honest, way of assessing and confessing your true self. In verse 15, Paul writes, I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do, but I hate I do. He goes on and on by saying on the inner conflict he must deal with every day. Verse 19, for I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Finally, he cries out in verse 24, what a wretched man I am, who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death. From the ancient times to this day, human beings have always struggled, especially with our own human nature, that are our sinful nature. Yes, we are always in these constant battles within our own selves. Love versus hate, good versus evil, light versus darkness, and so forth. So your relationship with yourself really affects other relationships in your life. Then, who will rescue you from all these frustrations, all these struggles and dilemmas? That's the last verse from Romans. Verse 25, thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. From this morning's gospel lesson, Jesus invites you to come to him. Verse 28, come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Then Jesus adds a rather interesting statement to his invitation for you. Verse 29 says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. A yoke is commonly known as a wooden beam, normally used between a pair of oxen or other animals to enable them to pull together on a load when working in pairs. It's like this photo. You see, there's two, oxen. I heard that traditionally they had a pair of oxen, one strong ox and the other ox, not so strong one, together. So what Jesus is implying here is that Jesus is the stronger ox, and even though you are not that strong ox, maybe weak ox, right? You can still be a lifelong partner with Jesus. That's why Jesus is saying, verse 30, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come to Jesus, for Jesus frees you from all your burdens. Jesus gives you rest for your souls. My brothers and sisters in Christ, coming to Christ means you come near to the heart of God. God's heart is full of compassion, love, mercy, joy, peace, and rest. God has and still reveals himself in Christ Jesus. Especially God shares his heart with you through Christ. Yes, because of Ebenezer, we can count more blessings than our mistakes or shortcomings. Because of the yoke of Christ, we can find rest for our souls. The closer you come to God through Christ, the more strength and joys you will discover, and less burdens and anxieties you will experience. Not only within yourself, but also with all relationships with others. Not only during this pandemic crisis time, but also for your marriage and your family life, further, for the rest of your life. I'd like to close my sermon with singing hymn number 472, Near to the Heart of God. The refrain goes like this: O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before thee, near to the heart of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.